Ian, you needed a first win, didn't you?
Yeah, no, it's a big one for us, especially being at home and against another Super League team as well, so it's an important 2 points to pick up straight from the off.
How tough a game was it to prepare for mentally?
Yeah, it seems like it's been a long time. We were saying it before the game, so the players were having a chat, and we were saying it seems like it's been a long time to get to this game after the break. So what we've done is we've put a lot of preparation into it in terms on the field in the first week. Second week, we've kind of done a lot of mental stuff, like looking at the games and picking out strengths and weaknesses of theirs and use that to our advantage. And all the boys have called the detail in, and they've been really good with that, and they've executed it really well today.
New boys in the camp, Felipe Mateo and Luke Burgess, how do you think they went?
Yeah, I thought they did great for the first game. Like I say, they're still recovering from travelling over and the sleep times and sleep patterns and things like that. But they fitted in really well with the group. They're two great guys. All the boys have touched them straight away. And you could see the skill that Felipe's brought into the group with like his offload and his little bit of passing, taking it into the line. And Luke, that little bit of good D with his wrestle, getting off his line with some line speed, getting some contact as well, and then with his goal forward as well, he was finding quick play the balls for us as well, which is important for us.
And then of course when you look at it, you've got Mason Caton Brown.
Yeah,
I'll say it again. Mason Caton Brown for three tries, could have been a fourth.
Yeah, oh no, I thought it's been great today, Mason. Like I said, they could have had another opportunity, couldn't have, when they give that forward pass. I don't know how much forward it was, but Mason would love to have the four. We had a tough call this week to go between Niall and Mace, to be fair, because both of them have been showing up really well. Decided to go with Mace just purely because of his speed. We thought that if he got a chance, a half chance, he was taking it, and it's important in these games that you take your opportunities. Well, he got three of them today, so he's done his job for us.
You finished the game with 12 men. Had you got injuries, or had you used your subs?
Yeah, no, Justin went down. We tried to make sure everyone was okay before the last 8 minutes, before we put Luke back on, and then just after that, sod's law a little bit, isn't it? Justin went down with his knee, so we're going to have a little scan on that, I think, tomorrow.
So you've got Lee next week, and obviously you've got one against Super League out of the way, a win. Yep. What about Lee next week? Is the pressure still on you?
Yeah, it's important to make sure that we go there. I mean, they're going to be at home in front of a big crowd as well, like they are. They always play that crowd really well. They get right behind the boys, so it's going to be an interesting game for us and a real good challenge for us, because they've got a good team up there.
Will you have bodies back?
Yep, we should do. I mean, we've got a pretty fit squad at the moment. These last few weeks, even at the time off, I know we've had a lot of time on the training field and we've been pretty physical, but the time we've had is we've been able to get players back fit as well, so our squad's pretty good, pretty healthy.
If you look at Lee then, how do you see them as a team? As a Championship team or as a Super League team?
Oh, no, I think they're a Super League team, me, to be fair. If you look at the squad and the players that they've got internationals in the pack. They've got ex-NRL players across the park as well, and they've got some very good Super League players in their squad, and with a blend of some of the top Championship players like Martin Ridyard and people like that. So they're going to be a tough team to deal with.
Are you enjoying this qualification, these mid-lates?
I am now. We've won the first game today, yeah. Obviously, it's one of them concepts. I think it's an exciting concept as well, but I know there's been talk about whether it's the right kind of concept with teams who are finishing 9th and 10th, whether they're having to stress about relegation and stuff like that as well, but it does add a certain excitement to it as well, but a certain nervousness for some clubs as well, because they have to put things on hold, so the top 8 can look forward, whereas the bottom 4 have kind of maybe had to hold the horses back a little bit when in terms of recruitment and things like that. But yeah, it's certainly an exciting concept.